And now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott, and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQNA, it's Talk of the Town. Today is Prescott Valley Day. Talk of the Town is sponsored by A&E Reprographics, Augie's Restaurant, Barrett Propane, Cottonwood Area Transit, High Country Rec V Center, House Chilson and Associates, Olson's for Healthy Animals, Prescott Brewing Company, and Yavapai Regional Medical Center. Now, live from the studios of KQNA, here's your host for today's show, the CEO of the Prescott Valley Chamber of Commerce, Marnie Yule.
And welcome to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. Hi, everyone. Glad to be back. It's been a couple of weeks. Want to thank Matt Zurcher for filling in 2 weeks ago. I was on vacation during the week, but boy, first 2 days I was snowed in at my house. So I kind of called that not fair, and maybe that those vacation days didn't count because I was stuck not being able to do anything. But I did listen to the show and want to thank Matt for doing an amazing job and all the guests for calling in. It was a very different dynamic with the host calling in as well as the guests, but it all worked out real well. And it was kind of fun sitting in my own house listening to it on KQNA.com, which is where you can listen to this at any time if you're not listening to it on your radio. Well, we've got a full show for you today. Lots of good things going on. Always we attempt to fill the show with important, interesting guests that have things going on. They're going to hopefully give you some information on what's going on in our community. So thank you for joining us. It is just a few days away from Valentine's Day, so we hope you're getting your chocolates and your flowers for your sweeties. And remember that coming up this Sunday. And for those of you that watched the Super Bowl this past Sunday, you know my condolences to anyone rooting for the Chiefs like me. Rats. But again, what can you say? You know, it was a good game played by the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. So again, another Super Bowl behind us as we go on into 2021. So we're going to take a short break. And when we come back, it's Jerry Denniston with the Small Business Development Center, a chance for small businesses to have a small business makeover. Information coming up soon, right after we hear this break. KQNA 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and KQNA.com.
Load up the RV and hit the road. To the repair shop? Doesn't sound like a fun trip. Instead, let High Country Rec V Center come to you with mobile service. Time for an upgrade? High Country Rec V Center has the largest inventory of RV appliances in the Quad Cities. And they're an authorized service center for standard and extended warranty work for all your major RV appliances. To schedule service, just call 928-772-8231 or online at highcountryrvcenter.com.
Hi, this is Roxanne from Prescott Brewing Company with a bit of sorry news. PBC is currently faced with a temporary closure while we face a possible COVID-19 exposure. As happens with many businesses, especially restaurants, when the virus rears its ugly head, we take the safety of our employees and our guests very seriously. Out of an abundance of caution, we are closed until it's 100% safe to reopen. Please check Prescott Brewing Company's Facebook page to know the latest reopening news.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 White Spar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
You have probably heard that all good things take time, but at A&E Reprographics, we deliver great printing now, with same day and next day services available for so many of your marketing or personal printing needs. Don't wait a week for your print signs and custom designs. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us online, or call 442-9116. Even Amazon can't offer that prime of a service. At A&E Reprographics, we're proud to be your one-stop print shop.
Shall I compare thee to a summer's day? Will you be my Valentine? Bruce, what does Valentine's Day have to do with Cottonwood Area Transit? After all, it's a sweet ride every day with Cat.
Rudy, life is like a box of chocolates. Every day with Cottonwood Area Transit routes through Clarkdale, Verde Village, and 26 locations in Cottonwood. With Verde Links, it's a quick and easy trip to Sedona every day.
Don't forget our connectors to Camp Verde and Greyhound through Yavapai Nation Transit.
That's why you're a smooth operator, Rudy.
And I'm taking my sweetheart on the Verde Link to Sedona.
Visit cottonwoodaz.gov for Cottonwood Area Transit and make every day a sweet ride.
You're listening to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley on KQNA. Once again, here's your host, Marnie Yule.
And welcome back to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. Well, I got my favorite guest back, Jerry Denniston with Small Business Development Center at Yavapai College. And you wonder, Jerry's back? Because Jerry always has excellent information to share. And it's for not only... A lot of times you say, well, I don't have a business. Why am I listening? But you know people who have business. You could be the imparter of great information to help them succeed in these rough times. And so Jerry's here. We're going to talk about a new program Yavapai College has, the Small Business Makeover. Welcome, Jerry.
Thank you, Marnie. I am delighted to be back here. Thanks so much. And thank you for the opportunity to talk about the program. We are really excited about the Small Business Makeover program. It's a pilot program that we're launching thanks to funding from the CARES Act. Otherwise, we couldn't have done this. And the idea is really built on the small business revolution that is running on Hulu. So what we're going to do is we have a selection committee, and you're on the selection committee. We have four application rounds. The first one is the end of this month, and then the end of March, April, and May. So you've got 4 months in which to apply for the makeover program. Out each month, we will select the selection committee. We'll select one person, one business owner that will become the makeover of a lifetime. So that gives that person hands-on, in-depth opportunity to work with subject matter experts that we will bring in. We may actually have some funding that we can contribute to the business owner for any new renovations or whatever it is that comes out of the needs of that particular business.
Right.
But we plan to bring these resources to the business owner at no cost to them. So for a makeover of a lifetime winners during the course of this program, and it runs all the way through September 30th of this year,
mm-hmm.
and the rest of the applicants will be put into a mini makeover boot camp. We're partnering with the Arizona Commerce Authority. They've developed this phenomenal platform for a small business academy. So we are going to be a cohort in that, and our mini makeover boot camp will be part of that small business small business academy
mm-hmm.
on the Arizona Commerce Authority platform. But in addition, we're going to bring together live webinars and workshops. Plus, everybody also gets one-on-one confidential counseling from an SBDC consultant.
Wow.
So you're getting...
And no charge.
No charge for any of those services. So the business applicants, every single one of them is a winner, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Everybody, and so everyone becomes a client of the Yavapai College SBDC, and they continue to get the one-on-one confidential counseling, but then we've just elevated the services by bringing in these other experts, subject matter experts, to work exclusively on whatever those particular needs are, those challenges that they're
mm-hmm.
having.
What is the criteria for a business to apply?
They have to have been in business at least 3 years.
Okay.
And they have to have not been working actively with the Yavapai College SBDC for the past 5 years. So that means no ongoing coaching in the past 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
And the purpose of this was really to work with some of the larger businesses throughout our Yavapai County area that maybe have employees of, 5, 10, 15, 20.
Mm-hmm.
Because the SBDC, we have expertise to help those business owners with those challenges that they're facing. They also have to have been impacted by the pandemic, which, what business hasn't been impacted
exactly.
by the pandemic, right? Even if they did receive some kind of coaching about disaster funding last year from the SBDC, they would still qualify
mm-hmm.
as long as they've been in business for at least 3 years.
Any particular industry, any industry targeted with this?
Well, we're getting what we had hoped was is a wide array of industries. We've got
right.
20 applicants so far, and a couple of hotels, some retail, insurance. So it doesn't matter what the industry is. What we're putting together is a list of subject matter experts, both individuals that we know through, because we've created a resource list over the years, but also reaching out to our partners and like you and the Arizona Commerce Authority for subject matter experts that they have, so that we can bring them to the business owner, regardless of the industry, whether it's restaurant or retail or technology or manufacturing. Actually, we do have a manufacturing applicant.
Is it open to nonprofits?
Unfortunately not.
Okay.
We're funded, the Small Business Development Center is funded by the Small Business Administration
right.
and Yavapai College, and that grant restricts us from working with nonprofits.
Okay, so specifically for-profit businesses. Mm-hmm. What is the investment by the business? What does that look like? Time, energy, opening financials, being very transparent with you confidentially, what do they need to kind of, as they're entertaining the motion, the thought of applying?
Right. So it is confidential. It's only the team that is going to see if we ask for their financials, because we need to look at what they, you know, that's why we wanted 3 years.
Well, maybe you got a problem in the spending area,
yeah,
and maybe that's
exactly
what you're going to look at and say,
what can we do to help you
exactly.
adjust that, right? But
uh-huh.
we wanted to see pre-pandemic how their business was in a normal environment.
What's
a normal?
Normal,
I know, this is the new normal, right? But we wanted to be able to see what traditionally they had been doing, because everything changed in 2020.
Right.
So that's why the 3 years of financials, and we'll probably ask for that, but it will not be shared.
Of course not.
With,
yeah.
widely. It's just with the team so that we can help them. And then it's really their investment of their time. You are absolutely right, because what we're going to do is bring advice. We're going to bring experts. We're going to say, here's what we recommend you do. If you need a revamp of your website, we'll provide the expertise to work with you, but you got to provide the content. You're the expert on your business,
sure.
not whoever we bring in to build the website for you. So that's time consuming. You've got to do that. If it's a restaurant, and we're looking at a total menu revamp, well, you've got to tell us what capabilities you have in the kitchen.
Right.
What can your chef do if we want to revamp the menu? If we need to renovate the interior, if that needs to be part of this, I'm not saying we have all the funds to help you with that, but we might be able to provide some of that. Plus, we're reaching out to potential sponsors who maybe could contribute something. If you need to build an outdoor patio in order to serve outside, right? There are grants available. We can help you with that. We can also help with access to funding.
Right.
So there's a wide variety. It all depends on what the needs are.
But, you know, by applying, you have to be ready, if you're selected, to invest yourself, your business into this, because it takes both of you.
It does. It takes both. And mm-hmm. it's we'll bring the village. we'll bring the village in terms of those subject matter experts and other resources and tools, but you've got to be prepared to use the tools, take the advice, work on the business with us.
Right.
We
understand.
Can't do it for you.
And be open to the suggestions that you're going to make based on working together through looking at their business, making over their business. So if that's what you want to do, apply. How do they apply?
It's really simple. We have a brand new website we created. It's called mybusinessmakeover.com. Very simple. Just go to the apply page. So mybusinessmakeover.com/apply. It's an online application, and just, you know, submit your application. Really simple application to
and
fill out.
Then one will be selected for the business, the makeover. Each month,
one
February,
person,
March,
yes,
April,
so
and May.
So the first deadline now is February 28th.
Okay.
And then we need to review the applications. We'll send them to the selection committee. You'll make your decision the following week, the first week of March, and we will be announcing the first makeover. Our goal is to announce that first makeover on the 8th or the 9th of March.
Oh, that's exciting. And, you know, I mean, this is like a breath of fresh air. This is like a light at the end of the tunnel. What can I use? Any analogy that says a glimmer of hope for a business
right.
that has struggled almost now going on a year. Here we are in February, while we shut down in March. at incredibly difficult times and scratching to try and find resources and assistance and help. And that's what you and I have been living and breathing for this past year.
Exactly.
And right now, giving them that opportunity, not only to be the makeover, which is one of four, but actually the boot camp, that piece
it's
of it.
Additional workshops, lots
help.
Of, and, you know, we'll be putting them into cohorts. We have already, we're seeing that there's a group where marketing is the challenge, right? So then we're going to put them into a series of marketing workshops with those subject matter experts where it's live. They can there may be some recorded webinars, but the goal is it's a facilitated session.
Sure.
And they'll have one-on-one counseling from our SBDC team as well.
At no charge.
Whatever those challenges are.
This is an opportunity. I mean, this is an incredible opportunity, especially after, you know, surviving through this. Now, how are you going to kick it up? What is our new normal going back in 2021 and moving on? Because I think for most every business, for all of us, our business plans have changed.
They have, totally.
The whole dynamic has changed, and how we're doing business, how we're connecting, how we're marketing or gaining customers, clients, or whatever your business looks like. It's a whole new ball game. And some of us have worked slowly to try to keep up with it, but some are still saying, I'm not there, and you're ready to help them get there.
We are. We're ready to help them get there. It is, I mean, the new normal is really online. I mean, if you have not been online, you need to be online. That's part of what we're going to help with
that
as well.
The whole virtual marketing. It's crazy.
Yeah.
That it's good because you guys are there to help. So again, the website?
The website is mybusinessmakeover.com. They can also call 928-717-7232. If they would prefer to make a phone call, but we do need them to apply online. Mybusinessmakeover.com.
Okay, don't delay. And shout out every Tuesday morning. You have
our chat with the SBDC. It's a coffee talk with the SBDC for 15 minutes on Facebook. It's a live Facebook. And today we did an update on disaster, some of the disaster resources. So it's a wide variety, but it's disaster funding, small business makeover, other tips. Next week it's HR interviewing. What questions employers can and cannot ask.
Oh, I'll be on that one. That's HR is my nemesis. But okay, short snippets, but really valuable. You can take a cup of coffee, join you for 15 minutes and gather
exactly.
A really whole lot good of information.
Yep.
Jerry Dennison, you guys are rocking it.
Thank you
so much.
I mean,
you've risen, you've redefined yourselves too.
Well, we have. We've been working virtually for a year.
Right. So you've done it and you're keeping up and now you're sharing your expertise and we appreciate you. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much, Mark.
And I'm honored to be on the selection committee. That's fun.
Yeah, it will be fun. Thanks.
All right, short break. When we come back, we're going to meet the newest economic development coordinator for the town of Prescott Valley, Mr. Cutter Chamberlain. When we come back, you're listening to KQ&A 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and KQ&A.com.
Barrett Propane, the name you trust. We want you to stay comfortable with us. Over the years, we've taken pride in serving you. Locally owned, we're neighbors too. Serving the community is what we do. Barrett Propane, the name that's tried and true. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Chicks. It looks like we've finally seen the light at the end of this pandemic tunnel. It's not over yet, but there are enough encouraging signs that we can look forward to a bright future in the not-too-distant future. Of all the things that portend this long-awaited renewal, baby chicks are high on the list. They have long given meaning to new life and start arriving at all five Olson stores in the beginning of March. For a schedule of chick arrivals by store, species, and breed, go to olsonsgrain.com. And by the way, we won't leave you hanging wondering where to get all the stuff to feed them, house them, and keep them warm and healthy. We have all that stuff too. We even have a Facebook Live flock talk on February 18th, mark that down, at 6 p.m. with Rachel Lewis, our Purina livestock specialist. She'll cover how to give your flock a good start, and if you tune in and ask questions, she'll enter you into a drawing to win items for your babies. Let's look forward to the second coming of the Roaring Twenties and start them out right with baby chicks from Olson's. Good enough just isn't.
This week, join Sanford Cohen for his celebrity podcast with Eric Burdon, previously the vocalist of rock band The Animals.
Could you imagine that some 50-plus years later that people were still engaged in your music and new generations of people have an appreciation for your love of the blues and your style, your vocal style?
No, I find it really hard to grasp that. I was just doing a session for a group of young girls. Wow, all these years later, are people still seriously saying this about our attempt to be popular? It's tough to even talk about it, but I am surprised, yeah.
Past episodes include interviews with the late, great Ronald Cool Bell of Cool and the Gang, rock legends Dave Mason and Eric Bloom of Blue Oyster Cult, former presidential candidate Mike Huckabee, and boxing legend Oscar De La Hoya. Subscribe today so you don't miss a single episode on KQNA.com.
Make your Valentine's Day reservations now for Auggies. Chef Joel has created a special dinner menu that Auggies will be serving from 4 to 8 p.m. on Valentine's Day. Lobster bisque, oysters Rockefeller, salmon Wellington, prime rib, roasted Colorado lamb chops, all served with the music of Steve Annaboli. Reservations are recommended. Call 777-0330. That's 777-0330. Valentine's Day dinner with plenty of parking at the place to dine on Highway 69, Auggies Frontier Village.
You're listening to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley on KQNA. Once again, here's your host, Marnie Yule.
And welcome back to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. Well, it is my pleasure to introduce our new Economic Development Coordinator for the town of Prescott Valley, Mr. Cutter Chamberlain.
Thanks for
welcome.
Having me.
Welcome.
Thank you.
You are like, you know, Ben Hooper was a great guy, mm-hmm. You know, and I just kind of... He's like a bud and stuff, and you just fit like right in, you know? You just have that same kind of outgoing personality, mm-hmm. and you get what it takes to take a community and build yep. on it.
Yeah.
Because we have a great one, right?
Oh, love this community. Absolutely love it.
I know.
I just tried to blend in if you didn't notice.
You did a great job.
Thank you.
You did a great job. So tell us about yourself.
Well,
who is Cutter Chamberlain? Where did he come from?
Arizona. My whole life, Arizona. I spent 12 years of my life in Yuma, growing up down there in the blazing heat. And then moved up to actually Chino Valley in 1995. So I was up here for about 11 years until all my family had cleared out that was up here. They went back down to Yuma, and so I went down there.
But did you work? Were you working in?
Yeah, I worked up here at the Gateway Mall. I did the Verizon Cellular
okay.
at that time. I was a young dude, but I loved it. I absolutely loved
yeah.
it. We had an apartment out in Prescott Valley off Spouse, actually, for a while. And, yeah, it was hard to go. But like I said, I had my family there. I had a grandfather that was getting pretty old. And so went down there, spent more time with family, and then grew my own, you know. And
yeah.
so we come up here. All the time, even when we were still down there, we were always coming up here once in the summer, get out of the heat, once in the winter to check out the snow, and my kids absolutely love it, and now they're having just the greatest time ever.
So how many kids do you have?
I have three boys.
Okay. Whoa, okay.
Yeah. Yo. Brody, 12, Cole, 7, and Weston, 2.
Okay.
We were shooting for a girl, and that didn't happen, so well, here we are with three boys.
I'm sure... Humboldt Unified School District loves you. You're going to be in the system for a long, long time.
Yeah.
What did you do in Yuma?
So what I did for Yuma, well, I did a couple different things. My last two jobs down there was being a marketing manager for the Humane Society of Yuma, specifically handling all their fundraisers, events, and marketing for the pets and their clinic and stuff. And then I... took a job for the city of Yuma where I was a marketing specialist there, and I focused more on tourism for the town and large events. We have some pretty major events down in Yuma, and so I was pretty much the event manager, coordinator, you name it, you know, everything. I did the advertising for them, got the vendors, did the insurance, I mean, pretty much all of it. And I had a big staff at the Yuma Civic Center down there that assisted me with the events, and it was a lot of work, but a lot of fun too. So,
no, it is fun.
Yes, it is fun. I love being behind the scenes of events. I think that's just always cool. Even when there's like concerts going on, if I got the backstage, I'm on
you got
there,
your backstage
yes.
pass.
Oh yeah, even if it's a fake one, yeah.
Oh my
I love
gosh.
To be in the mix of everything going on, yeah, especially
yeah.
the backstage areas.
Well, but this past year kind of impacted you.
Because you started here, what, the first part of January,
yes,
right?
Yes, yep.
So, you know, you were in Yuma for the better part of 2020 and,
yes,
and all the, you know, cancellations, yep, and changes due to COVID. And so that, yep, must have been like, okay, I'm ready to go now.
Oh, yeah. It was very different. It was what I was doing the couple years prior to the COVID. It was completely different. It was like as soon as COVID hit, my job changed.
Right. Yes.
It wasn't events. We didn't host events. And even in the marketing realm, I wasn't marketing to get a ton of people to one location. That was a no-no, you know.
Right.
So it changed. I started helping the town manager and the mayor down there with some different graphics that they had, you know, things like that. I'm kind of a jack of all trades. I can kind of do whatever. And so I was being utilized, you know, which was good. So they were sad to see me go because I was helping human resources, the police department, the administration.
My.
Yeah, you know, the whole gamut. And like I said, I loved it. I did, but it was definitely time for a change. Once I saw the opportunity up here, I couldn't pack my bags or sell my house fast enough, you know. So
here you are in Prescott Valley,
yep,
and you've been there, what, a month and a half now?
Yep.
And so what's it look like to you now? I mean, where are you hitting the ground running?
Yes,
and
yes, I'm trying to. I'm still trying to kind of focus on some of the data and stuff that, you know, since Ben did go, there was some catch up to play, you know, and
right,
so I've been kind of doing that, getting my 2020 numbers in and stuff like that. But yeah, pretty much I'm hitting the ground running as, you know, fast as I can. I do know that the position was, you know, vacant for a little bit, so it was kind of like, you know, there was not much happening specifically for the town. And so now that I'm here, I'm totally excited. Love the area. Love the town. I mean, I absolutely do. And everybody's been so, so polite. It's kind of unreal because I'm not used to this, you know, this much politeness from people, you know, and so.
We are nice people.
Yes. No, I swear it is like that. You know, I tell people that and they kind of look at me like, yeah, yeah, right. But no, it is. It's it's a whole different atmosphere. The people are very welcoming, very talkative, you know, especially over at the town. I couldn't say enough good things. I mean, everybody's treated me so well over there.
Exactly.
Yes.
And then you've been over to our office and,
yeah,
you know, it's like,
you and Mike are my buddies.
Welcome into the family.
Yes.
You know, you're part of the family now.
Yeah.
Tons of stuff going on in Prescott,
yep,
Valley right now. I mean, we're moving dirt.
Oh yeah, for sure. There is a couple. They're doing a Popeye's chicken, which I'm sure you've heard of that.
I know. I was just up there,
yes,
today.
Yeah, so we're excited about that one. They're actually gonna it's going through the process, but it's what's the other one? It's Church's chicken.
Church's,
so
yeah.
We're trying to get that approved and going through. We've got the discount tire, of course, happening.
Mm-hmm.
We've got Rosa's coming out to PV, the old Garcia's, which I love that place. Mm-hmm. I'm a big fan of their food, so I'm happy about that, you know. And then I don't know the name of it yet, but I hear there is a sushi restaurant going in the old Native building.
Yes, I saw that on Facebook too, the name. They did actually have its logo and name too, and I was wondering if they were, it's a fairly nice space, so I was wondering if it would lend itself also maybe that Teppan cooking, you know, the,
yes,
well, that would be fun.
Oh,
but
that would be so cool.
Anyway, yeah, I heard that too.
Uh-huh.
And then I also heard somewhere coming in this Buckle from the mall.
Yes.
So, you know, that's one of my favorite places
They're
to shop
moving
for
down
my
the
son.
Road. Yeah.
So
yeah,
a lot of opportunities going on, the growth up in the north part of Prescott Valley,
yep,
at the viewpoint.
Yep.
You know, with the market there and everything, the A&W.
Yes, I was just going to say, convenience store and then an A&W there. So
Pieces,
nice.
I know people, mm-hmm, are still looking for that grocery store north,
yeah,
or east of us. So
yes,
whatever you can do there, we'll put in a little plug for that. My friends, yeah, out in the country club would appreciate that.
Oh, for sure.
Or Quail would.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think what is great and you're here is opportunity that you look around and you say, okay.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
yeah, especially from being here in the 90s,
oh,
you,
yes,
know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Seeing Prescott Valley, you know, just grow to what it excites me even more. You know, it's not like this is a strange place for me. I call this place home too, you know, and so I love that. I absolutely love Glassford Hill. Every time I drive down it, I just like trip out because I remember driving the 89A when it was first built, coming out to the movie theaters out here and,
oh,
you,
yeah,
know, and yeah, it's just unbelievable.
It's fun. Isn't it fun to come back? It's kind of like Back to the Future. Yeah. Kind of a thing for you, you know? So you remember it back then. And now you're a part of it. And you're a part of that, the growth as we continue to develop and be the most dynamic community in Northern Arizona,
absolutely.
Which we say.
Yes.
But, and have fun with it. Yeah. And you know, we're really all great partners in this community, the Chamber, PVEDF, you, in the town, all of our nonprofits that works, the school district, the college. You know, we come together to build this community very positively in the right direction.
Uh-huh.
And we've had great leadership. We still have great leadership. And it's just like, you've landed in a, like, heaven, Cutter. You know, you have the job ever.
Yes.
The best place. That's how I feel.
Love it.
And I've been here. I'll celebrate my 15th anniversary on Saturday.
Oh, congratulations.
That I showed up, drove into Prescott Valley on February 13th, 2006 to start the working at the chamber.
Way.
And
how
still
cool.
There. I know I look only 10. I knew that. So one of the things people always want to do is give you suggestions on what could, you know, be there. Can they email you with their thoughts
and they can email
me. Comments?
Yeah.
Where would
they
send that?
Email me. It's C and then my last name spelled out. So it's C Chamberlain. And my last name is spelled Chamberlain, and that's at pvaz.net. And just in case, you could actually go to the website, too. And there is, if you scroll all the way down to the bottom, it says, you know, send a message. And so just in case you didn't write that down or, you know, you forgot my email, you can definitely go. It's pvaz.net and go to the Economic Development tab there.
They got your picture up there yet?
They got my picture. I changed that right away.
Okay.
I mean, they said, what are you going to change right off the bat? Well, that, you know, we gotta change that. So, you know, somebody doesn't go look in and I do all this groundwork and then.
The contact's gotta be right.
Yep. Exactly.
You know, that's what they want. Good for you. Good for you. Well, Cutter, I look forward to working with you. We're going to have a lot of fun here in Prescott Valley. Welcome you to the family.
Thank you.
Wonderful place to live.
Thank you.
As you've known, and you're back here again.
Yep.
All right.
Yep.
Well, we'll start hanging out at the events. Let's get those back again.
Yes.
And I may be calling you for advice, you know. Like, how do we do this? All right. Cutter Chamberlain, our new economic development coordinator for the town of Prescott Valley. Give him a call. Text him. Send him a little note saying, welcome to town, and thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
We'll take a short break, a little bit of news here on Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley, KQ 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, KQNA.com.
The open road is waiting for you at Affinity RV. You get a home where the view.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service Sales and Rentals, and we're proud to have been chosen one of the top 50 RV dealerships in North America. We're located at Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69, Prescott Valley, and online at affinityrv.com.
Looking for a safe bet? Head to Cliff Castle Casino Hotel. Our enhanced cleaning and safety measures have paved the way for you to return back to playing safe and staying safe, getting you closer to winning, closer to dining, closer to relaxation, closer to it all. We can't wait for you to get back to what you love most. It's a safe bet only at Cliff Castle Casino Hotel. Visit us today and be closer to it all.
Whether you know it or not, we've had a healthy relationship for as long as we can remember. But now, we're changing. For you. We're Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and we've been part of this community for decades. Now, we're entering into a new affiliation with Dignity Health. It's a relationship that will allow us to expand clinical services, improve access to care, and impact community health. Of course, every positive change requires inspiration. In this case, you're it. The people we serve. It's inspiration that makes a good thing even better. We'll not only deliver more care to our communities, we'll deliver dedication, depth, and dignity. If you'd like to learn how much this affiliation means to you, visit us at dignityhealthyrmc.org. After all, what would you say to a relationship that delivers a little more humanity? We think you'd say, hello, human kindness.
Shall I compare thee to a summer's day? Will you be my Valentine?
Bruce, what does Valentine's Day have to do with Cottonwood Area Transit? After all, it's a sweet ride every day with Cat.
Rudy, life is like a box of chocolates. Every day with Cottonwood Area Transit routes through Clarkdale, Verde Village, and 26 locations in Cottonwood. With Verde Links, it's a quick and easy trip to Sedona every day.
Don't forget our connectors to Camp Verde and Greyhound through Yavapai Nation Transit.
That's why you're a smooth operator, Rudy.
And I'm taking my sweetheart on the Verde Links to Sedona.
Visit cottonwoodaz.gov for Cottonwood Area Transit and make every day a sweet ride.
Make your Valentine's Day reservations now for Auggies. Chef Joel has created a special dinner menu that Auggies will be serving from 4 to 8 p.m. on Valentine's Day. Lobster bisque, oysters Rockefeller, salmon Wellington, prime rib, roasted Colorado lamb chops, all served with the music of Steve Annabelle. Reservations are recommended. Call 777-0330. That's 777-0330. Valentine's Day dinner with plenty of parking at the place to dine on Highway 69, Auggies Frontier Village.
We're KQ&A. AM 1130 by 99.9 FM. Prescott, Chino Valley, and Paulden, 95.5 FM. Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A. Good afternoon. It's Tuesday, February the 9th. I'm Gregory Scott reporting with news headlines and a check of your weather forecast from the talk of the Quad Cities. More COVID-19 vaccine is coming to Yavapai County. Yavapai County Community Health Services Director Leslie Horton has acquired 1,100 doses in addition to the initial 9,400 dose allocation from the state, bringing the total to 10,500 doses. In addition, vaccine is being shipped to pharmacies statewide this week. Will Humble, who heads up the Arizona Public Health Association, says he's excited about this move.
We need to transition from bringing the people to the vaccine to bringing the vaccine to the people. And getting it out to pharmacies does that. It makes it much more convenient and much more local for people.
Humble explains localizing vaccines at pharmacies can help people avoid cumbersome vaccination sites.
The first bolus of vaccines, which is 1 million doses of Moderna, vaccine throughout the country, and our share being 20,000, getting out to pharmacies is, I think, an initial step towards where we need to be.
Yavapai Regional Medical Center plans on holding its point of distribution site at the old Sears building at the Prescott Gateway Mall and the Verde Valley Christian Church in Cottonwood tomorrow through Sunday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. More information, visit Community Health Services website at yavapai.us/CHS. Yavapai County saw 145 positive tests over the weekend and 7 additional deaths. Two Prescott Valley residents are facing assault with a deadly weapon charges following a domestic dispute. Before Prescott Valley officers arrived at a Gregg Drive home at about 1:30 Sunday afternoon, 46-year-old Eric Carroza allegedly pointed a handgun at a neighbor who was at the residence. This occurred while Carroza was involved in a dispute with his live-in girlfriend, 38-year-old Lindsay XL. A different neighbor attempted to disarm Carroza without success. XL reportedly assaulted one of the neighbors while he was restrained by Carroza, who fled inside the home. The couple later surrendered to police and SWAT personnel and were taken into custody. The investigation into this incident is ongoing. In your KQ&A weather forecast, for the Prescott area, mostly cloudy with a low of 45 this evening, partly sunny on Wednesday, a high of 57 tomorrow, much the same for the rest of the week. In the Verde Valley, partly cloudy this evening, 38 for the overnight low, and partly sunny on Wednesday, a high of 64 tomorrow. Mid-60s in your extended forecast, partly cloudy conditions on into the weekend. News and weather brought to you this hour by the Prescott Brewing Company. I'm Gregory Scott reporting. For AM 1130 by 99.9 FM, Prescott, Chino Valley, and Paulden, 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley, and Cottonwood, the talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Like us on Facebook and listen live online worldwide at KQ&A.com.
Hi, this is Roxanne. Do all of you Prescott area locals know about Prescott Brewing Company's Loyal Lunch Bunch Club? It's been going on for decades now, and the only one of its kind in our community that we know of. Our Loyal Lunch Bunch card gives you 10% off your lunch and entree on your very first visit, then 15% off next, and continues up to 30% off. When you reach the end of your card, you just get a new one for free, and it starts all over again. Ask your server for your card the next time you choose Prescott Brewing Company, fun and friendly brew pub style.
Load up the RV and hit the road. To the repair shop? Doesn't sound like a fun trip. Instead, let High Country Rec V Center come to you with mobile service. Time for an upgrade? High Country Rec V Center has the largest inventory of RV appliances in the Quad Cities. And they're an authorized service center for standard and extended warranty work for all your major RV appliances. To schedule service, just call 928-772-8231 or online at highcountryrvcenter.com.
by fellow Americans, Bill Cunningham, the great American. Are you a great American? If not, you can be. If you catch my show every Sunday night, you need a voice to stick up for conservatism. Well, I'm your man. We talk about the serious issues impacting great Americans like you. Catch me live every Sunday night and right here on this great radio station.
Sunday nights with Bill Cunningham live from 8 to 11 right here on the Talk of Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM and 95.5 FM, KQAM.
Oh, say, can you see?
It's not every day you hear a British person singing the national anthem, but success is about getting the right attention. At A&E Rupographics, we provide printing that catches the eye. Get your business noticed with exciting new print marketing and signage. Quality marketing shows the quality service we know you provide. Stop by one of our three great locations or call 442-9116. Get your business noticed with A&E Rupographics today.
You're listening to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley on KQNA. Once again, here's your host, Marnie Yule.
And welcome back to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley's Chamber of Spotlight on Business. And my first guest is Mark Stafford, owner of Ablaze Media.
Hi there.
Mark, welcome.
Well, I'm glad to be here.
We've been working together for how long now?
100 years.
Long time.
Yeah.
I mean, your work is amazing.
Thank you.
You know, a lot of publications, a lot of design work. You just kind of pull it together and give us such a professional work.
But I am totally excited that you have a book coming out. So you are sharing your brilliance with the world.
Yeah, well, it's coming out in ebook form first.
Okay.
It's on Amazon. It's on Barnes & Noble. It's on, you know, Walmart.
Wait a minute, I just saw you posted Walmart.
Yeah, Walmart. And so it's called The Ultimate Guide for Small Business Digital Marketing. And so here's the thing. Is that we've been around doing marketing here in Prescott for a really long time.
Yeah.
And we saw that there were these patterns that if you follow these certain patterns of small businesses, you tended to get a bigger bang for your buck for your marketing. But if you didn't follow those patterns, you ended up wasting a lot of money. What we found is we found that maybe 80% of people's marketing dollars, they couldn't figure out a return for it. So we did a bunch of research, just both our market and in the markets like ours, and we asked the question, what's the 20% that works?
Mm-hmm.
And then what order do you put that 20% in so that you could focus 100% of your efforts on the 20% that actually gives you the biggest return for your money? And so once we answer those questions, we line that out in this digital book, an ebook, because, you know, it is a book on digital marketing. So it just makes sense in an ebook, an electronic form you put on your Kindle. And the book takes, seriously, Marnie, it takes 2 hours to read.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. 2 hours, because we figured that most small business owners could give 2 hours of their time to make it so they don't waste 80% of their marketing budget. We thought that was a pretty good return. So we wanted to make
brilliant.
It as short as we could,
mm-hmm.
right to the point, and give people practical, real tools of how they can turn their marketing dollars into gold, honestly.
And you say digital marketing.
Well,
what are you referring to when you talk about the small business guide to digital marketing?
Yeah, that's a really good question, Marty. I'm glad you asked that. Because right now, digital marketing is all the hype, right? So this is pay-per-click, it's Facebook, it's your website. But we also touch on how your non-digital assets play into your digital assets. Because it's our opinion, I'll give you this much of a tidbit, it's our opinion that the center, the core of your marketing efforts should be your website. And of course, that's a digital thing.
Right.
And so as you make the website your core of your marketing efforts, then you take everything else and you push it towards your website, and it supports your website, and your website is a foundation that holds up the rest of your digital presence as well as your print presence, if you need a print presence too. And so it answers those questions. Do you need a print presence? The answer probably is some. Yeah.
Well, we were talking about that, you and I, yes.
Absolutely. Do you need to be on radio? Yes, there's some businesses that do need to be on radio. And there's other businesses that are really strategic as far as other places they could put their marketing dollars that are going to be really beneficial for them.
Right. So this book kind of encapsulates all of those little tidbits that you've learned to help that business not waste their time and their money.
That's the idea behind it, is mm-hmm. we want to make sure that in about a two-hour read, somebody can sit down and go, okay, I have a pretty good idea of how to, you know, unpack my digital marketing. And then from there, actually in a week, we're going to release on our website a one-page sheet that's everything in the book, where you can compile that onto one sheet and actually give yourself that month's business plan for your marketing. And
like
so
that'll
be over at blaze.media in about this time next week.
Well, and as we talked about with Jerry Denniston and talking about small business and post-COVID, you know, and the business plans have changed, but so that personal interface, but the digital stuff, social media stuff, the radio, where yeah. you're reaching large audiences and you're not coming into physical contact. That's where it's at right now, you know.
It is. We saw, as soon as COVID hit, we saw that people started like, thinking about their websites again. Oh my gosh, I haven't touched my website in 20 years.
And some of them, like, we
right. Some of them, seriously, they hadn't touched it in months, sometimes in years. And now it became really important that your website is absolutely up to date. And then, like, there's all that tricky stuff like blogs and SEO and.
Well, we're not going to give away any more tidbits on the book. Let's tell everybody how they can find the book, get the book. It's Amazon.
Okay, so the publisher is Warner House Press.
Okay.
And so that's at warner.house. And that's the best place to get it because it's real simple.
Uh-huh.
If you need it on a Kindle device, go to Amazon and just type in the ultimate guide for small business digital marketing. If you can't remember all of that and you're sitting in the car and you're like, I can't remember all that stuff, just go to ablaze.media.
Or call me at the chamber.
Yeah, or call Marnie at the chamber. Get the chamber newsletter. It's going to be featured in there, right?
And it's on Facebook.
ablaze.media. There's a place to click right there to get the book. And
but you heard it first right here on Talk of the Town. Prescavelli, I'm just saying. Mark Savard of Blaze Media. Thank you.
Thank you, Marty.
All right. Going to jump over here. Laura Drybelbus with Susan J. Ream Adult Daycare Center. How you doing over there?
Oh, Marty, I'm doing great. Thank you for having me today.
It's good to have you. So tell us a little bit about it and what you're doing as times have changed.
Oh, yes. The Susan J. Ream Adult Day Center in Prescott Valley serves participants who may be isolated, and we recognize that isolation is huge for our senior community, and especially during COVID, we've seen that escalate quite a bit. So when COVID first happened, we did have to close for a little bit, but we reopened our day center June 24th. A lot of thought went into reopening so that we could open an environment that was safe and a fun place for participants to come and enjoy talking with their peers, enjoy meals. We provide them with breakfast, lunch, and a light snack, and a variety of activities going on all day long. We even provide door-to-door transportation for our participants, and we've thought so much about keeping them safe that we only provide transportation for 3 people in a vehicle at a time.
Wow,
so
you have nice vans.
We do. So there's plenty of room on there to social distance. We have created an environment within the day center to also support social distancing as well.
Mm-hmm. Is this a program that you need to register for, sign up for, or be referred to attend any days at the day center?
So both.
Okay.
Many people are referred to the day center by perhaps their physician, or they may have a case manager. They may be a member of one of the agencies that we're contracted with, the Veterans Administration, the Division of Developmental Disabilities, NACOG Area Agency on Aging. And we also have a contract with Altex. So many of our participants are referred to us from those agencies. But we do have private pay participants as well that call us and we screen them. And if we can meet their need, we do.
Mm-hmm. And it's a Monday through Friday program?
It is. Normal operations are Monday through Friday from 8 to 4. However, right now we're operating under our pandemic plan, which is Monday through Thursday, 8:30 to 3:30.
Now, you recently were able to assist with COVID vaccinations for your clients?
Yes.
Clients? It's not residents because it's not a residential living. It's
right. We refer to them as participants.
Your participants.
Yep.
Okay.
So the people
okay.
we serve, we uh-huh. call them our participants.
Okay.
And, yes, we had a wonderful opportunity to have a vaccine program vaccine clinic at our day center, where our participants were able to come in and get vaccinated, as were our employees.
So you take everything so seriously. You're being open to provide the services because, like you said, part of this whole the side of the pandemic that a lot of people aren't aware of is that being stuck at home and not being able to socialize. And for folks that maybe have disabilities or are used to having a center where they can go to and having it closed, I mean, that makes people depressed and sad.
Absolutely.
And it really causes other problems, not only just with perhaps not wearing a mask.
Yes. So loneliness and isolation leads to depression and many other issues with the senior community. And we know that. And so we want to continue to provide that service. And we recognize that we have to provide it in the safest possible way. And so we have looked at everything. We have so many best practices in place to provide the safest environment possible.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's tell everybody where you're located.
We are located in Prescott Valley, 3407 Winsong Drive. I'm happy to offer tours after hours. You can reach us at 928-775-3563 and check us out on our website, adultcareservices.org, and like us on our Facebook page and Instagram.
And if somebody wanted to get a hold of you and discuss the various options for somebody attending or being a participant, how would they do that again?
Absolutely. Just give me a call, again, 928-775-3563, and I'd be able to answer any questions.
I think you guys are doing a great job over there.
Oh, thank you, Marnie.
I mean, I know participants and friends and think that is the best day they ever have is when they come to the center. And I know Candace is in here. She's your marketing and publicity, and she's putting her thumbs up. She's in the studio, not speaking.
Yes. And that is absolutely one of the best rewards for me because our participants are constantly giving us feedback and families too, letting us know that their loved ones really do enjoy the day center and it makes a difference in the lives of not only those participating in the program, but also those family caregivers out there that need a little bit of a break.
That's the other side of the coin too. You know, again, so if funding is a problem or somebody might be looking at that, they need to contact you because there's the various options for assistance.
Right. I can screen them and refer them to a variety of different programs that can help.
Well, great. Well, Laura, thank you so much for joining us again.
Marnie,
you know, we have you on every couple of years to remind everybody that this is another community asset that we have that people forget. Yes. And obviously taking care of the people in our community, especially those that need it most, is so important.
Right.
You guys are amazing.
And I'm really excited to say that we are nearing 40 years of service in our community.
Yay! Well, I hope we can get an anniversary party. I'm just saying. We haven't had a mixer over at your place in a couple of years, and we're not doing them anywhere. So maybe by that time.
Maybe by fall when we're scheduled to do that mixer, things will be opened up by then.
We love it. Okay. Laura Drybelbus, thank you so much. Susan J. Reams, Adult Care Center. And again, Mark Stafford, thank you so much for joining Sublaze Media here on Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley Chamber Spotlight on Business. Short break, and we'll be right back.
Propane, the name you trust. We want you to stay comfortable with us. Over the years, we've taken pride in serving you. Locally owned, we're neighbors too. Serving the community is what we do. Barrett Propane, the name that's tried and true. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you save money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last independent agents in Prescott.
If you're new to the area, there are probably a few things you're still figuring out. But hey, that's what we're here for. I want to make sure you know about Pure Solar and Electrical. These guys have been around for decades. They've probably hooked up your favorite businesses or even your neighbors. They can set you up with whatever you're looking for. Whether it's electrical, generators, premium long-term battery storage, and of course solar, they've got it. Plus, Pure Solar and Electrical is an authorized dealer for the new and improved Quiet Cool Whole Home Fan. The Quiet Cool Fan system saves you money, improves your air quality, and it's energy efficient. If you haven't met them already, there's no better time. Go and see them in Prescott Valley and see a Quiet Cool Fan today. Give them a call to find out more at 445-7491 or check them out online at PureSolarAZ.com. That's PureSolarAZ.com.
Sally B's Valentine's Day specials are made with love. All weekend long from February 12th through the 14th, Sally B's features slow-roasted prime rib with potato, vegetable, super salad, and dessert, all for just $17.99. Sally B's will stay open till 8 p.m. on Valentine's Day for dine-in or takeout. Sally B's Valentine's Weekend Prime Rib, February 12th, 13th, and 14th. Call 772-2053 for Sally B takeout or relax inside next to Safeway in Prescott Valley.
You're listening to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley on KQNA. Once again, here's your host, Marnie Yule.
And thank you again for joining us today on Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. It's my pleasure to be your host and thank our guests, Jerry Denniston and Cutter Chamberlain, Mark Stafford, and Laura Drymelbus from the Susan J. Ream Adult Care Center for joining us today on the show, and hope you got a lot of great information. Remember that small business makeover. If you know a business, have a business, and are interested, please mymakeover.com, I believe it's. Call me, 772-8857. I will steer you in the right direction to get that application going. And again, if you have an idea of what you'd like to see built in Prescott Valley, obviously give email to Cutter Chamberlain, our economic development coordinator. Lots of good things going on. We thank you for joining us. Remember, Sunday is Valentine's Day, so don't forget your Valentine. And then Monday is President's Day, so be sure and check. A lot of the federal buildings and state and local offices will be closed. So everybody have a great weekend. We'll be back in 2 weeks, and have a great Prescott Valley Day.
Been listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Today's show was sponsored by A&E Reprographics, Augie's Restaurant, Barrett Propane, Cottonwood Area Transit, High Country Rec V Center, House Chilson and Associate, Olson's for Healthy Animals, Prescott Brewing Company, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Yavapai Regional Medical Center. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQNA, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQNA.